FM 90.3 WJTL Sidewalk Profits. You can have me, Michael W. Smith. You won't let go before that. Happy Winning Wednesday. It's 7:02.
Hey, good morning, friends. Lisa Lannis wants to play your requests and dedications Fridays at 5. You can listen for your cue to call. Email Lisa at WJTL.com or post your request on Facebook each Friday afternoon for our Friday Request and Dedication Hour, which happens at 5 on FM 90.3 WJTL. It's sponsored by Lancaster Bible College, which provides over 50 areas of study from a biblical worldview. You can find out more about them at lbc.edu.
This morning, our very special guest, Tom Lamborn, is from High Point Camp. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Fred. How are you?
Great, buddy. How about you?
I'm doing very, very well.
I understand you grew up listening to WJTL.
I did, yeah. I grew up in Lancaster. I don't live in Lancaster anymore. I just live not just across the Berks County line. But
oh,
yeah,
cool.
I grew up JTL and... it was good.
Yeah. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah. So my wife, Jennifer, is listening with our two kids, Addison and Deacon. And then at camp, down in our camp kitchen, our whole camp staff is down there listening. They're actually making breakfast for about 400 plus people this morning.
Wow.
And so I want to say hello to them.
400 plus?
Yeah.
So what's for breakfast?
I think this morning it is eggs. I saw biscuits being made before I left. And get this. Here's a kind of a cool thing. Biscuits being made in our brand new oven, which might not sound like a big deal, but 2 days ago, our oven was done. Repair guy said, get a new one.
Yeah.
And normally that's like a 3 to 5 week deal. And we made a couple phone calls, found one 5 miles down the road, exactly what we needed.
Got us good.
And within less than 60 minutes, somebody paid for it as well. So 2 days later, brand new oven, biscuits are being made this morning for 400 plus people. It's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah. God's
now,
good.
We need to say that Annie's world's colliding here because not only is she working at JTL, but she is working for your camp.
She is. And I see that she has a High Point Camp shirt on.
Yes,
and I have
know.
A High Point Camp shirt on, but Fred does not have a High Point Camp shirt. So
Fred. You can remedy that.
I brought you one here right
look
here.
At you.
And
thank
that is actually that's actually my favorite High Point shirt. So
I love
I brought
it.
That
all
for
match.
You.
Thank
yeah.
you. So tell us about High Point. Where are you guys located and what are you doing?
Yeah, so we're just outside, just across the Lancaster County line in Berks, just outside Morgantown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And we minister year-round. So in the summer, we do summer camps. We do winter retreats. We do women's retreats and men's retreats. But right now is like our summer camp theme, obviously. And,
right.
And we're headed into it. And so we've got... couple thousand kids
it's
headed
so
our way.
Wow.
It's a lot of
it's
fun.
It's so fun.
And they're all headed our way for summer camps. They come for a week at a time. And we do all different age groups. Right now there's day camp going on.
Okay.
So the day camps are first through fourth graders. And next year we're actually looking forward to it. We're planning on doing day camp all summer. Right now we're doing it just 1 week, but next year we're going to do all summer.
Okay.
But then we do junior camps, third through sixth graders. We do junior high camp. We do teen camp, and then we bring in speakers from various places, and you know that we make sure that they're getting good sound Bible teaching, but then also just loads of fun.
Yeah.
And all the things that you can possibly imagine at camp happen there. It's incredible.
So many things.
Tell us about High Point Camp, all the different things that you have, like ropes,
yeah,
canoes,
so we've got a low ropes course. We've got a zip line that goes across our 10-acre lake. And while you're zip lining, it's kind of cool because there's a speedboat dragging kids around on tubes. And they're
so
just
good.
Having a blast there. Yeah. Swimming pool and pedal carts and jumping pillow. Couple Gaga pits, and most adults don't know what Gaga is, but all the kids do.
Yeah.
Gymnasium, coffee shop, snack shop, game room, craft shop, all
Man.
That stuff. So, there is no end to keeping a kid.
Like, you might run out of time before you get
before
to do
you're
everything.
Running out of all the stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot to do. It's like Chuck E. Cheese on, you know, for everybody.
Yeah.
But way better.
And you still have room for do you still have room for folks to that want to send their kids
yeah,
to camp
we
this
do.
Summer?
So quite a few of the camps are already full.
Right.
But there are still some, especially towards the end of the summer, that do still have room. So yeah, we would love to have some kids come out.
And they can check it out online?
Yeah. So if they go to hpcamp.org, they can go to our website there and check out all the various camps, who the speakers are going to be, and all that information is there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We'll talk more with Tom coming up, and I think we're going to have a giveaway, a chance to win a week of camp, too. So stick around. On the way, we've got more music, too. Chris Rice, Emily Brimlow, DC Talk, and more.